I am beginning the Tehillim. The word Tehillim means praise. This is one of the many ways we can say praise. And again we start, Ashrei Ha'ish. This is generally translated as blessed be the man, or praiseworthy be the man. However, the Targum, a translation of the Tehillim, Yonas ben Uzziel, says that it means tuvei digvar, the good of man. And of course the word ish is exalted. How does one become exalted? How does one attain good? And it's interesting to note that the Tehillim starts with a negative, asher lo halach ba'atzas rishaim, that he does not travel in the plans of the wicked. Why we start out in the negative? We have a general rule that first a person has to throw away the evil, and then he can seek the good. You have to reject the lies, and then one can embrace the truth. And it's interesting to note that it says Atzas Rishayim, and Ad Eitza is a plan. And when somebody does evil, it's just not random acts of being evil, but the Rishayim, the evil people, have an agenda. They have a philosophy, and they seek to expand, and they proselytize using their philosophy. So the Tehillim starts, we must reject Asher lo halach ba'atzas rishaim. He does not embrace the evil philosophies. He does not travel in their ways. Ubederech chataim lo amod. And in the ways of the ones who sin, he does not stand. So the Chazal say that Asher lo halach, that he didn't go, he didn't travel. And in the ways of the wicked, he didn't stand. Because first you travel along, you're traveling along the road, and you see evil people traversing by. So, okay, so you're just walking along with them. And eventually, Ubederech HaTa'im lo amod. And in the ways of the wicked, he didn't stand. He didn't stop to make a foothold, to stand and to see what's happening. Over Moshav Leitzim lo yashav. And in the sittings of the jokers, he did not sit. In other words, to sit among them at a meal, to joke, he didn't do that. And the Chazal say eventually that if you travel, if you halach, if you go, and if you stand, eventually you will sit. And when you sit, it is very hard to get out of that situation. So one might think then, okay, so I didn't go, I didn't travel, I didn't stand, I didn't sit, so I'm fine. I don't have to do anything. No, kiyim b'saras Hashem cheftzo. With the Torah of Hashem, this is what a person wants. This is what he should want. And the word chefetz is one of the four ways a person can say love. A very deep commitment. But one can also transpose the letters of chefetzo and put it chetzpo, which means chutzpah. For a person to attain Torah, he must exhibit a certain amount of chutzpah. They tell a story of Hillel HaZaken, the old Hillel, Rabbi Hillel. He wanted to get into yeshiva, but he didn't have the tuition. So he came to the door, and the gatekeeper said, "I'm sorry, sir, where is your money to for either heating the base medrash or for the tuition or for whatever we need? You cannot come in without money. So Hillel says, but I don't have any money, but I want to learn Torah. So the man at the door says, well, that's very unfortunate, but you'll have to find someplace else where you can learn Torah, because here we have a pay-as-you-go policy. So Hillel was not discouraged, and he displayed a lot of chutzpah by climbing up to the roof and listening in at the skylight. But unfortunately, it started to snow, and Hillel almost became frozen to death. When people looked up at the skylight and they saw Hillel, they went and saw that somebody was listening in the top, and they took him down and they revived him. And this is how he became the great Hillel. Uvesora so, and in the Torah, Yehegeh, he will speak or murmur Yomim v'layla. I saw a pshat, the word Yehegeh, higayon, are either thoughts, or they are quickly muttered, rapidly spoken speech. Because when somebody studies the Girsa, or somebody studies the Mishnah, over and over and over again, you could pass wake somebody up in the middle of the night and they would be able to tell you what they were learning. Because they have been Yehegeh, Yom V'Layla. So our Chazal say, Wakiyim Besaras Hashem Cheftzo, with the Torah of Hashem, this is what you want. But after you learn it, it becomes yours. Uvesaras so, in your Torah, you will study Yomam V'Layla. And from here, the Chazal say, and it's very important to learn at night as well as during the day. Some say wearing tefillin a whole day. This gives you the mitzvah of the Sora So Yehegeh Yom V'Layla. V'hoya, and you will be, Ke'etz Shasul Al Palgei Boyim. You will be a tree planted firmly on the spring of the source of water. Now, the eighth, a tree, is very symbolic in Judaism, because a tree is firmly planted. And we have Eitz Chaim Hi L'machzikim Ba. The Torah is compared to an eitz. Shosol is very firmly planted. I don't know if anybody has ever seen a tree and tried to uproot even a small tree. You see how difficult it is. And especially al palgei mayim, when it's on the source of the water. But there is a little bit of a question that I had. It says palgei mayim. Palgei is peleg, is a split. And sometimes the nations are compared to a river. However, the Torah is paired to palgei mayim, splitting off of tributaries of water. Why use such a language when we all know that an argument is called a plukta, and to paleg means to argue? Someone once said to me, where I happened to work, they wanted me to put on a performance at my job. And I happened to work as a teacher. And they were having something which displayed multicultural activities. And they said, what can you do for us to display your culture, your Yiddish culture? So I said, if you want, I can get up on stage and I can have an argument with somebody about a pasuk in the Torah. Because that's what we do most of the time. We argue about the Torah. Hence, it says, Al palgei mayim. And since Torah is compared to water, the splitting off of the water, and there can be no greater strength than an argument that it comes from the Torah. Asher pirio is fruits. In other words, the produce of the Torah. They yitain be'ito. They give out in the proper time. Everything is good in its proper time. Va'aleihu lo yibol, and the leaves will not rot. In other words, even the leaves that generally fall off and rot, they will also not fall off. In other words, every aspect of your produce will be blessed. V'chol asher yase yatzliach. And everything you do, you will be successful. Now the word yatzliach, tzalach, also means to jump. They say tzolchu hayarden, the yarden jumped. And we have a situation that a person in Judaism has to be matzliach. And the only way a person is matzliach, is successful, is when he is jumping, when he shows zrizos, when he shows an active participation in his activity. Now we contrast that, lo chein harasha'im. The rasha'im are not that way. Ki im kamotz asher titfenu ruach. Just like the chaff that the wind blows away or pushes away. And I can tell you, I've seen the chaff. I once went to a farm. Since I'm a city boy, I really didn't see the chaff before. Somebody showed me how they take the chaff from the wheat and then with a little blow, the chaff just dispersed all over the place and got completely decimated. So a rasha, a person who does evil, there is absolutely no substance to what he is. Soon after he's gone, everybody forgets him very quickly. Al kein lo yakumu rasha'im b'mishpat. Therefore, eventually, even if he has certain success in this world, when he has to get up, he will not, lo yakumu, he will not get up in time of judgment day in the mishpat. V'chata'im, those people who sin, ba'adas tzadikim, in the congregation of the tzadikim, of the people who are tzadik, they do correct. They do the correct way. Ki yodei Hashem, Hashem knows derech tzadikim. He is aware of the ways of the tzadikim. The derech Hashem and the ways of the wicked, toved, will be lost.